विश्वास भक्ति निमित्त अदरवाइज नॉट पॉसिबल टू बिकम सो सक्सेसफुल इन द फॉरेन कंट्री. Then at home, accepting something bogus.
Krishna consciousness has succeeded amongst all kinds of religions.
Huh?
It's succeeded amongst all kinds of religions, amongst all kinds of nations.
Everything.
All kinds of economic systems.
Krishna says, "Bhakta parataram nanya." There is nothing greater than that. How anything can exceed Krishna? Present Krishna, right? Then Krishna is exceeding any department of knowledge, any department of activity, any. So Parataram. Parataram. Tara is used. Superlative. Our man becomes serious. And this is, suppose it is not possible that the whole world will be Krishna conscious. But at least they will know that there is such a thing. I may know at least that is done. I may not be able to catch it. That everyone can know. Very, very valuable. Jewel, even though he has not seen it, still he will appreciate that there is very valuable jewel known as that. That much will also help. When he has got money, he can purchase it. Because gentlemen will come, you have to break this one. What is this nonsense?
Yeah, I didn't want it broken.
Did you know that it is going on?
No, and now I have to finish.
Any rascal comes, he gives some order. This is the dividend?
Yeah.
Any rascal comes, the third class man, he gives some idea.
I'm going to get this work finished today, definitely.
He has no position, he's a third class man, he's giving some idea. Yeah, break it. That is the nature.
Yeah.
And how long this work will continue?
I'm going to finish
throughout
it.
The whole life?
No. I'm going to finish it
you
today.
You say no, but it is going on.
Well,
you simply say no, yes, no, very good. Yes.
When I go away and I come back and the wall's broken, what can I do?
Don't go.
That's right.
Don't manufacture ideas. Don't allow others
to
manufacture ideas.
Right.
Simply manufacturing.
I understand.
Bombay also they have manufactured idea, one whole, one lead. There is no need when you have manufactured some idea. Very expert in manufacturing nonsense ideas.
The thing is how to distinguish between what's a good idea for
improvement. You have to take idea from your
from intelligence.
That would Guru Mahima would get you. Why do you manufacture yourself?
Yeah,
consult the authority, then do it.
Yeah.
That is intelligence.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you are very intelligent? That is materialism. The more you remain that I am a fool, and that's good. And as soon as you become over intelligent, that's good. So the Europeans, Americans, they're over intelligent. They have intelligence, over intelligent. Unnecessary. the manufacturing machine for selling. And they wasted so much time. So much time. But people like it.
Prabhupada, if we don't use soap, the question has come up, how to wash the clothes? How to wash the cloth? If you do not use any soap, the question has come up, how to wash the cloth? By beating only? Sufficient?
Well, washing cloth, you require soap.
Okay.
But it does not... You require everything, but because you are spending without any sense. So I calculated yesterday the whole thing, DTOR's pay, DT Kucha, require 500 rupees per month.
I had requested for the flowers. Vishambara said 12 rupees you had decided last night.
12 rupees, 13 rupees, 12, 13.
Actually, today, I had wanted for today, but the flower man was not able to. We could not catch him in time. But from tomorrow, it will start. Definitely.
The thing is that one who is cheating you, he will cheat in 12 rupees also, he will cheat in 12.
Yeah, I know.
He knows how to cheat.
Yeah.
Where do they get flowers?
There are two flower men. They come here from Banki Bihari. Now, Vishwambara has made two because they make a competition between each other and therefore they keep down. But...
Nobody is honest.
But still old flowers are coming.
Huh?
Still old flowers are coming. They're getting cheap, but old ones are coming. Brown flowers, old ones are coming. It's just by experience, Prabhupada.
Where they get flowers?
Where from? The actual flower man? I don't know.
In the market, the flowers have not sold.
I don't know. Vishwambara said that this was the best... Vishwambara is very expert. He's supremely expert at catching these cheaters. But even he gets cheated sometimes. Even things go by and he doesn't notice. He's very, very expert. If I ever get to be as expert as him, then maybe something good will happen. But even he is also being cheated sometimes.
Cheating is one of the qualifications of the conditions of
Prabhupada Vishwambara.
Viprolipsa, karma. So, cheating is a qualification of the conditions.
Yes. So, if we are really.
Everyone is expert in cheating, more or less. That is why people take pride of that. So expired that action.
Prabhupada.
When the lawyers make some agreement between the two lawyers, simply think how I can cheat him. How can I cheat
him? Yes.
The more one lawyer is expired in cheating, the bigger.
Yeah, because their business is to avoid the law.
They're called lawyer, but their business is to break the law.
Best cheater is the best lawyer.
So that means if we become pure, then we can avoid being cheated because we ourselves will not cheat anymore.
No. This world is full of cheaters. We have to deal with them. That is artham samachar. You also have to become better cheater. That is what.
Yeah, right. But we have to cheat.
Otherwise, it cannot exist.
But we have to cheat for Krishna.
everything for Krishna, that is all right, but this world, it will become simple, and the whole world is full of cheetahs, then you suffer.
Illusory.
Therefore, you have to know and protect yourself from the cheetahs. So sometimes you have to become bigger cheetahs. This is the world. Banchak, banchik. Whole world is going on, my Guru Maharaj is saying. The one is cheater, another is cheated.
There's a saying in English, set a thief to catch a thief. The purport is that you have to think like a thief, then you can catch him, if you know what he's doing.
Set a thief to catch a thief. Which you can reply him. No, that's very serious. But once in Krishna consciousness, they're welcome. Yes. If he's serious to become free from this material world and go back home and here, don't make any discrimination. Kavala Vritta Vanita. Bala means children. Vritta means old. Vanita means old. They are most helpless. Kavala Vritta Vanita. Beginning from the child up to the old man. And, but coming here is the planned person getting it, and that is very good. Come here. Stay with us. Some or other provided with prasadam. Bless. But be at heart. And the simple method is redundant. Yasya-sangvaisya-manāya krishne-paramo-pūsa bhakti-rutvaddhati pamsa sopa-moha-bhayāva. Very simple. Yasya-sangvaisya-manāya. Simply hear Bhagavad. Actually, if anyone seriously reads Bhagavad, he becomes sentient. No doubt.
Your Bhagavad.
Huh?
Your Bhagavad. There are no others, actually.
No, not my bad days. Your words are bad days. I am simply trying to explain.
No one else is trying. No one else has done it.
It is due to the blessing of my Guru. He directly told me that if you get some money, publish some books. I took it seriously. So he helped me. All our God brothers, they did not know it, neither in the, not know, they know it, because from the very beginning, Guru Maharaj was serious about publication. He started press and published these books. This Bhagavad was published by him. And six journals, he was very much fond of publishing. Very, very. He told me directly that if it was possible to get the marbles from this Gaudiya Math, yes, and sell it and convert it into books, I would have done it. Because I know There will be blazing fire in this place.
Books? Yeah, I know.
And by Krishna's grace, by selling books, we are getting.
Yeah. So many.
This is Krishna's grace. Otherwise, this Bonmara is so proud of his institution, he could not do this. He could have done it for the last 40 years.
He does not speak Krishna Katha. So 5,000 you had estimated for the deities, 5,000. For a month you had estimated last night, 5,000?
500.
500. For all?
Yes.
For a month?
For the Vishwambara you had discussed?
Yes.
Then I'll talk to him now.
Just that we were going through in the evening, don't divert attention. In the evening, we estimated four plates, each plate 8 meals.
Six plates. Yes.
6 plates, 8 meals. Means 48 puris.
Yeah.
48 puris, Bishwambara calculated the atta and wheat.
Yeah. You already made that estimate.
2 rupees. Atta and wheat, 2 rupees. Then, other preparation, another 2 rupees.
He'll tell me everything, Prabhupada. No need.
No, why don't you hear? You are here now. 4 rupees. To prepare all the plates.
For puris?
4 rupees. Say 5 rupees. So 5 rupees monthly, 150 rupees. So we are offering 4 times.
Yeah.
So 150 rupees 4 times.
600.
600
rupees.
Yes, 600 rupees. So take another 400, like 1,000. It will not go more than 500 to 1,000. It's practical.
But milk, when you cook down milk to make a sweet.
I've taken from 600 to 1,000. All you have to do.
Take every item with Vishwambara, every single item.
You don't believe me?
I can't understand them. My intelligence is not great enough to understand it. I believe you, but I have to do it, that's all.
It cannot go more than once.
I can't quite grasp it properly. But you say it can't go above 500, so that'll be it.
No, 500, that is rough calculation.
Yeah.
But we add another 5. If there is any mistake or any error and omission. Therefore, I have added another 5. 5.
That means 1,000?
1,000. That is sufficient.
Maximum.
Maximum.
This is for food.
We are speaking 9,000.
Food only.
This is for deity messing.
Deity food only. Yes.
I'm speaking of the deity.
Yeah. And this
not
is
for
what?
All. For all others, 100 rupees per head. 5,000. Yes, puri, kachori, other things. All the best things.
Yeah.
But general is not for puri, kachori, and they're general food.
Yes, yes.
We are not going to supply puri, kachori,
no,
to everyone.
No, never. Never have.
For the deity.
Other than just dal, sabji, rice, chapati.
Everything.
That's all. And done.
Everything calculated.
I believe you, Prabhupada, but to make it practical, I want to see every item the cost, the weight, and everything.
It is already calculated.
Then I can do it. Then we can do it.
It's already calculated.
Yeah.
Okay. I calculated not with the full experience, but.
I have one other question regarding we are going to the very strict policies. And unless somebody is working, he cannot stay in the temple. And if some other tourist devotee comes from some other center, he can only stay up in 3 days. But beyond that, he should either pay or he should go and preach or do something else.
Like some service.
What should I do with, what should we do with, like there's some sannyasis here, like Yasodhananda Swami and his party are here, they're going to stay for the whole month. They're already here since 2 weeks. So they're occupying 2 rooms, everything. They're going to stay here till the end of the month.
Get up to go and preach for Vrindavan.
The only reason I'm talking this is because now it's really tight. We can't take, they have an air conditioned room.
Yes, they should go and preach and bring some collection.
They are just relaxed, resting for a month.
Month is too long, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said 3 days the sannyasi should stay, and then he should go and travel. And the wheel should be turning. Just all talk to him.
Because this just adds up. A 10-people party staying here for a month.
Always come. So there must be some
problem. Few men are here from us to do this party, eat with us, you know, all this just adds up, and our budget will not be maintained.
That is, they are our men.
Yeah, it's required. I mean, if anyone's ever done a big preaching program, you can have to work for that one.
But 1 month.
Month is a long time. Maybe a week.
Yes.
But a month.
We can say 1 month is too much. That is laziness.
Residential.
Laziness.
So you are preaching in his house in there.
Yeah.
So why he came here? There was no resting place.
He came here. He's going, actually they're going north soon. They're going to be in Chandigarh and we're in Chandigarh.
Mm-hmm. That's 6 weeks from now.
That's all right. They're also going north and preaching. And he's having a very hard time getting his financial position down. He has no men, 2, 3, 4 men.
How is it? Is that 19,000?
That Mahamsa has taken.
I do not know Mahamsa has taken.
He never got it. And he wanted to join the constitution. So he's got no men. He's not in a very easy position right now.
He could become a part of Vrindavan. Take a team out of Vrindavan.
I always want that Vrindavan should have one bus. That is to say, if there is not too much endeavor to get one bus, if so many buses are floating through the air, why could Vrindavan not have one bus? And that way, they can always be just like Kirtan and Ananda Swami. There's always Sankirtan going and coming, going and coming. And the same people
in Ananda Swami?
Kirtan Ananda in New Vrindavan. All his people, they must go out and do kirtan and distribute books. They must. Everybody does it. And that way the, I'm told this anyway, and in that way the devotees are enlivened and they don't become restless in the temple. And then the same ones, it's our bus and they will come back to our temple. So we will not lose too many good devotees because they will not be attracted to go away on others. So if we had one bus,
so I will discuss this with you. So
Yashodhananda Maharaj, I will discuss with him. I already have, I'll just try to discuss more.
Gurudas Swami is coming to Vrindavan with a bus. He says he's going to give it to Vrindavan.
And there's no need for me to go out. There's so many nice sannyasis, so many big preachers, and so many buses. So if I just try.
Ishwara Chandra Prabhu has come from Mathura.
He will come to do something. To take it from
him. Last 1.5 year I am trying for something in my world, but I am out.
You are trying in your own way. But Krishna does not like that way. You can manufacture your something idea, but Krishna will allow or not. I tell you, this is practical. You are a qualified man, foreign educated man, and you have come back for the last 1.5 years, still you are in nothing. This is surprising. That means Krishna does not want you to do that something. Take it from him. These boys have come because they found outside Krishna consciousness life is nothing. That's a fact. Therefore they are sticking to this. They knew it very well. That outside Krishna consciousness the whole world was making nothing for us. That is a fact. Therefore they have got something there. They are not foolish rascals. They are sticking for nothing. There is something. It is a fact. वो नथिंग हो गया था कम पसंद मार्ट और दैट्स प्रोनोबो ही इज ट्राइंग फॉर समथिंग ही हैज कम आल्सो इन दिल नाउ मोर देन 1 year ऑफ
two three years
एंड ही इज ट्राइंग टू डू समथिंग the same something. He was at home, the same woman and same man. And again also here, the same woman and man, and trying to do something. But he has no customer. He has only customer how to treat this European man. Surma type. Surma treat. As if Surma is not available in the market. And he advertised, this is my special formula. And this is me. Take it and give me 500 rupees and 200 rupees. You cannot sell outside. And that is why he is sticking to Vrindavan. You think he is a fool and rascal, say Americans come and introduce this. You have 3 more now?
Yes.
You have the concept. हमारा तो वो प्लान नहीं है ये अमेरिकन को चीज दैट दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड हैज बिकम नथिंग यू कम टू समथिंग ना डरा के रहो कमरा तो मंदिर होता है तो कमरा दे देंगे और जो भगवान का प्रसाद डाल लड्डू मिल जाएगा खाना काम करो क्यों नथिंग करते क्या लाभ है वो नथिंग ही होगा इफ एनी वन वांट्स टू गो भगवान देन ही हैज टू मेक दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड वॉलंटरली नथिंग निष्किंचन निष्किंचन मीन्स नथिंग understand you translate, you know the meaning of this kinchana. Kinchana means something. And ni means not. Then nothing. So one who has made this material world as nothing. How it is made? Brahma-bhuta-prasanna. Because we did something as soon as one will stick to this something, principle. Sada samudupigna dhyam asat graha. Because he has accepted this rascal situation. Asat. Asat means either temporary or where. Asat. Competence is that. Asat karth kya hota?
Temporary.
Temporary or useless. So this material world is temporary, we can know. But it is useless, that we do know. Therefore, we start. Let me go. Let me pass. That is Maya. Gadhaka jaisa ghas dikha tha, you know that? A man is sitting on the ass and his hand is just on the front of the gadha ass. He is putting some grass and the gadha is thinking, I will eat this grass. He is going forward. But the grass is also going forward. This is very instructive. The grass is, say, 1 foot above his head, and the man is sitting on his back, because his gala does not know that actually this man is sitting on my, as soon as I go forward, the grass also goes forward. So, but because he's ass, he does not know. He thinks that if I go a little forward, I'll get the grass. But he has no knowledge that the arrangement is so made that as you go forward, the grass also goes forward. The another example is that mirage, there is no water.
Mirage.
There is no water. It appears there is water, and the animal goes forward, and it goes forward, it goes forward. So this material world is like that. Ask anybody, any so-called successful, unless he is an ass. Nobody will say that this is real company. The best thing is to become miskinchan. Niskin Chanasya Bhagavad Bhajanti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his class. Bhagavad Bhajan means Niskin Chan. Make nothing. This material. That is your Krishna consciousness. And so long I make this material as something, then I will suffer. Best thing is like just like Draupadi. Draupadi, when he was dragged in the assembly and Duryodhana and Karna wanted to make her naked. So generally woman, if you try to make her naked, you try to save herself. So he was trying to save herself. And when she thought, there is no way, my husband said, yes, they are healthy. And of course, cloth is being supplied by Krishna. But how long I shall go? No, before Krishna helped her, he was trying to help herself. But when she found that it is not possible, then he did not try to save the cloth. He said, Krishna saved me. He had seen the picture. And then Krishna supplied cloth. Duryodhana gone, yes, Duryodhana gone to try to make her naked and supply. So, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction that once, if one is serious about Bhagavad Bhajan, he should take it. The whole material world has made. Sometimes I think that I made nothing, this material world. And again, retired in Vrindavan, again Krishna, you have given so many things. What is the purpose? But at that time I remember the Rupa Goswami's instruction. This is not mine, this is Krishna's. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi Yuttavu. We are exerting so much energy to construct a temple. But as soon as we become implicated, now I have got this big building, let me live very comfortable, then it is very good. So long we work for Krishna, it is Krishna. I am still nothing. And as soon as I take it, now I have got a very good, comfortable place, making again something, then that is then. Otherwise, there is no danger. Therefore, we have to be engaged always in Krishna's service. Not that because we have got this nice building and income also, let us now sit down and eat. Then we can fight. We shall have to be engaged always. Because our brain is materialistic. As soon as there is little chance, utilizing for sense gratification. My yes, yes. Still, we have to do it. Rāpun cikataya buddhya hari sambandhina bhasana parityāga bhakti mamukṣuni parityāga phalgu vairāga bhakti bhubhu gaśyāna hari sambandhi bhasana. Things which are connected with Krishna, you should never think it, that it is material. It's spiritual. One year, for someone may ask, oh, you have nothing to follow. You say, well, nothing to hire, nothing to do. But it's... I am not a Baba. Jagai Mata is a sexual being. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that you make this nothing, this sinful activity, then I accept. The Quran is yes. Nothing. I have accepted. Your ambition, I like. What is your ambition? Again, nothing. There must be something why you are sticking to that nothing. There must be some ambition. So how you can take care with nothing? Krishna makes you nothing, then how you can take care of the family? Balasya neha saranam pitaro nattasya chakasi. These things are explained. That we have got so many means against struggle for existence, but that is not final. Tāvattva nivritāna tadupekṣara. If there is no sanction from Krishna, you cannot do it. It is impossible. If Krishna does not like you to be implicated in that way, that is false, then how can you do it? If you are thinking that I shall take care of my family, but if Krishna wants that you cannot take care of your family, then I will do it. Can you go against the will of Krishna? You can understand at least this, if not very much advanced. You cannot go against the will of Krishna. So you have tried for the last 1.5 years. You could not improve your material situation. And that is means you are going against the will of Krishna. Take it from me. Kitne bachcha?
Four.
So ye itne bachche idhar aaye, wo usko do roti milta hai, kuch milta hai. Hum log bhi de sakte hain, usme kya hai? Separate. No more together. तो फिर पांचवा बच्चा हो जाए स्टॉप दी आज का तो गवर्नमेंट मना करता चिपंत नहीं हर कृपना बहुत को भाग एवरीथिंग इज डिस्कस्ड इन दिस वन पार्ट कृपना ब्राह्मण नहीं कृपना तिपंत नहीं हर यू नो दैट वन बच्चा हैज गिवन मी सो मच ट्रबल वो इलिसिट और लीगल जो कुछ हो इट इज ट्रबल सम बिजनेस अदरवाइज वाई दिस अमेरिकन एंड यूरोपियन दे आर किलिंग देयर ओन चाइल्ड दे डोंट वांट टू टेक द बदर अभी तक इंडिया में ही वहां तक पहुंचा नहीं पर आस्ते आस्ते पहुंच जाएगा अब तो शुरू हो गया जबरदस्ती तो इट इज बदर देयर इज नो डाउट अबाउट भागवत से तिपंत नेह कृपणा जो कृपण होता है कृपण का अर्थ व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कृपण यू नो माइजर माइजर व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ माइजर यस सो दे वी हैव गॉट दिस समथिंग ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ बॉडी टू डेवलप कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इंस्टेड ऑफ डूइंग दैट In spite of possessing this something, I am utilizing it for sense gratification. I think if you want sense gratification, that's all right. Get one child, two child. Why again and again? That what Shastra said, tippante neha kripana, because he is kripana. He is never satisfied. He is suffering again and again. Again. All right, you have got two child, one child, that's all. Be satisfied. Why again and again? The kripana. Kripana, he does not know how to utilize this asset of human life. He's wasting the asset in a different kripana. The one has to become Brahman. The opposite word of Kripana is Brahman. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. We are giving Brahman position. Instead of taking the Brahman position, if he wants to take again Kripana position, then what is the use of being initiated? All these great sages, centric persons, who are there? They are all Brahmana. Brahman, Sukhdev Goswami is always addressed Brahman. Is it not? It is Brahmana's business. It is not the Kripana's business. Kripana's business means he does not know how to utilize the asset. So, जब आया है इट इज माई ड्यूटी टू स्पीक द ट्रूथ ना यू कंट्रोल यू लाइक तिप्पंत ने हक कृपना बहुत कवा इट इज अ थिंग Of course, it is very difficult, this teaching.
Yeah.
We have got practical experience, there is some teaching. You cannot stop it. You cannot stop it. Even if I do not want it, still. So, it is like itching, nothing more. Kanduyani nakarayu rivadukkadukka. Tapasya means how to control this itching sensation. This is tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. Tapasya means, tapasya begins, that is brahmacharya. That is tapasya. Tapasya means brahmacharya. Tapasya brahmacharya, samina dhamya. Jagina, satta saucabhya, jamina, niyamena. This is tapasya. This is very strong power. This. Therefore, Bhagavad said that this power, sex power, is there in the horse. They have no discrimination between mother, sister, daughter, and simply busy. There is example is given. This capacity is there in the horse. Are you horse? How? Example is, do you like to remain like a hog? One should be simple, yes? Then what is the difference? I'm treating like a hog. Then this very good. Nāyam deva deva hājāna kastān kāmanāra te bilvijāya. This is for the hog. Hog civilization is very well, as we mentioned. Whole world is hogs and dogs. Big United Nations, and what are the assembly? Hogs and dogs. The politicians, as soon as he gets some time for relax, immediately he becomes hot. Go to the hotel, prostitute, drink and dance. Is it not?
No.
All politics. We become a big hog. Listen. Without becoming a politician, a small hog. Because he has got a big hog.
It's terrible.
So how can I expect prosperity from this big hog? After all, this hog, what benefit you can derive from this hogs, assembly of hogs in that nation? United hogs? You cannot explain. These hogs, now they are making propaganda for sterilization.
Yes.
And if we advise...
I was just thinking about that.
No. If we advise, make a brahmachari ashram from the beginning, they will like it. What is this nonsense, brahmachari?
Is it because they cannot? Do they reject it because they cannot do it?
They can. They will not accept the process.
Yeah.
They can, everyone, otherwise why this brahmachari?
Otherwise how we could...
It has to be trained. That's all. By training we can find so many things. That's why by training we have given up so many things. You are accustomed to this. It is sex and vegetarian. But you have different.
You have time.
But why? By training. So if we request the government, let us open this brahmachari, and they will not help. But they make the other problem.
Yeah.
They will make contraceptive method.
Yeah.
And naturally, one Hindu widow is trained up not to marry again. Once you've got a husband, that's all right. Now you convert your divert your attention to Krishna, they will make problem. Why he stopped for sense gratification? Let him marry again, widow marriage. Why do widow marriage? He has voluntarily given up begetting any more child to have her husband. Why the widow marriage bill is introduced? Everything was natural. Brahmachari. The sterilization is already there. That will not be there. Widow, she is remaining refrained from. That's like we have now asked our girls not to dress attractive. A widow. They should dress, not attractive. Because after all, what is this sex and jhana? It is not very good thing. By outward attraction they attract. Nice sari, nice face powder.
Yeah.
One becomes. This is psychology. That if the woman does not dress very nicely, she will not be attracted. Unnecessary attraction, she will have. But a woman is naturally, her psychology is dressed very nicely so that man is attracted. Because they want shelter.
Yeah.
This is the whole psychology. They, although they declare independence, they cannot live independent. That is not possible. Therefore, they are by nature accustomed to dress attractively so that one may accept her and give her something. This is it. Otherwise, why the woman is naturally inclined to dress herself like man does not? This is the psychology. A boy, a 16-year-old boy, he does not like, he's roughly dressed, he doesn't like. But a 16-year-old girl, he'll never remain roughly. She'll always try to decorate herself very nice and utilize her youthful beauty for attractive. And why attractive? Because she wants shelter. Therefore, it is the duty of the father and mother that she is a young girl, she wants shelter, and out of passion, lusty desire, her selection may be wrong. So before she selects out of her own way, let me, it is my duty and guardian, give her some good shelter. This is Hindu world.
Perfectly natural.
Very natural.
But they say restricting.
Huh?
But they will say restricting, unnatural.
They say this is natural psychology. Father, mother, you know, the well-wisher of children. Yeah. Now everything is fine. But you don't care for this. We say, take it as a consciousness. Everything is like this.
By sterilization, Prabhupada? When they perform some operation, that will also spoil their intelligence?
Everything is spoiled.
Because if the, as I read, if the semana can go to the brain, then there can be some intelligence, if even a little could go. Just by sterilization, no more can go to the brain, I think. So they become Baal.
Dull.
They become like the Baal.
Now they, why they're dull? Why dull?
So dull in India.
Everywhere. Because they discharge seminal activity. Must be dull.
Yeah. And then by
Buddha Retha.
Buddha Retha.
Buddha Retha. Retha means seminar.
Yes.
One will learn how to divert the movement of the seminar brain. Buddha Retha. That is yogi.
Yeah.
The yogic power they can do that.
Yeah.
And instead of discharging, going down.
So if they become sterilized, then there's no more possible for the semina to go up.
No.
Never again.
The semina will not be produced.
It cannot, therefore, cannot go, nothing can go to the brain. Therefore, their brain is finished for life. It is
everything,
the same.
Anything you do artificially.
It is just like making an operation on the brain. Sterilization is therefore the same.
Kali Yuga is the material world is not suffering. Kali Yuga is more suffering.
Yeah.
But it is not fault of this. Just like this Babaji has been telling us. Because the government knows, even the so-called sadhus and Babaji, they're using their sex.
Babaji has been...
They are now being, forcibly being taken.
Sterilized?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I heard about it. Because they're having sex.
It is open secret. Because so many women go to hospitals, American hospitals.
Oh, I know.
But the hospital men, they do not take it seriously. It is natural, a man. But it is strictly forbidden according to the spiritual life.
By law, the doctor has to perform so many operations in his day of practice, medical practice. One doctor came here. He was a member. He says, I have to go back to practice now. I have so many cases, sterilizations to perform in this day, otherwise I won't get paid. I have to make so many people sterilization. Otherwise, I will not get paid. I will not be able to live now. Because I must perform so many. Large figure, I've forgotten how many, maybe one dozen. In one day. One dozen, 15, in one day. He must perform. By law.
Yes.
Terrible. I often think it's like the Baal. The Baal they have with the Baal guardian, they cut. And the Baal has no brain. He does anything you want.
What's the brain?
The oxen. And similarly, the people now. There must be a war very soon.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that there must be war very soon. War may happen very soon. Such a transgression of the laws. It cannot, how much further can it go, Prabhupada? There must be a war very soon, any day.
Yes. I think they cannot ask you for sterilization.
Ask us for sterilization?
Yes, sterilization.
Huh? Well, nobody's asked us yet.
No, legally, can they?
If we
by law, if you have three children,
if you become Indian citizen,
if you have three children in your family, then by law you must have it.
So you have no children. Let me produce first of all three children.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
These arguments.
Actually,
the first of all finished, man.
I had two when I was married.
That is now.
But they're not here. They're not in the country.
So, we are sannyasi, we have no children.
No.
So, why are you coming here?
They've never come, fortunately.
They can only do that to their own citizens. They can only do that to Indian citizens.
So if I become Indian national, if I learn Hindi and become Indian national, then they will approach me?
Yeah.
That can never happen.
I just saw 70,000 women and 36,000 men.
Nazbandi, they call it. Nazbandi.
That was just in one state.
In Delhi, or UP or something.
Naz means men.
Means?
Veins. Veins is veins.
Veins.
Veins. I didn't know that. Bandi means stop it. Stop the vein. So the seminar will not go. Terrible.
You sure about
that? Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that's what they do. It sure, stops sure. Producing. They cut the tube and produce.
But I don't know where they do it. It's some part of the body.
Somewhere near the testes. They cut the tube.
Some operations. 10 minutes.
It stops you producing any more seven.
It's so bad. They give people training. And eating so much nonsense. So the preaching in India has to be done very, very tactfully.
I was speaking from Bali.
Just what you have spoken. But our actions must be very tactful also.
If we speak only on the subject matter as it is mentioned in the book, we already tactful.
Yes. But if we add something...
That means Siyamanana, Krishna Parama Purusha. Bhakti Rukpadvati Kumbha Sobhamoho Kayapa.
Yeah.
Now they're in a position of sobha moha bhaya. So in that position, this is best time. Now it is the time. Now you are put into sobha moha. It is already there, going on, sobha moha bhaya. But it is now special time for sobha moha bhaya. So you have to take it.
Just like
it may be out of fear, why not? They may take to.
Still have to just take, that's all.
Yeah.
That's my
Pita Bhajante Ma Sukritana Arjuna. Atta. Atta. Atta means who is afraid of. So this is the position of Atta. So come on, take to. But that he can take, provided he is Sukriti, if there is background. Mm. But still, by hearing Hare Krishna, he becomes Sukriti.
I think most of the devotees became by fear.
Huh?
I think most of the devotees have become devotees because of fear.
But fear must be. He is a gentleman. He must be afraid of this material world. Yes. That is very good qualification. If one is afraid of this material existence, it is very good, same time.
Just about every devotee, before coming to you, has thought about suicide.
Hmm?
Just about so many. So many, I know, I've spoken with them. And myself included. So many devotees before...
Yeah, there is no hope. What do you mean?
Yes. Just about every devotee, they have thought suicide.
Yes, they call suicide, I've seen, fall from the
skyscraper.
Yes, tower.
Some have done.
From the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to put big wire screens up to stop people jumping off.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Sydney have a bridge like that. These big towers like Eiffel Tower and in Paris and that. They have big fences along the top so that no one...
This practice is there in the Vedic system. Not in the Vedic system, in the Vedic system. Fall down. There is technical life. Fall down from the mountain. disease easier than other type of suicide. Because he simply wants to jump, but as soon as he falls, he'll forget it. Suicide itself is very bad.
Yeah.
This fall down, photon, it is called.
So one question I wanted to ask you in this connection is that this Vinoba fasting until death, until cow slaughter is stopped. So if he dies, then he's guilty of murder. Is it correct? And if he's a Brahmin, he's guilty of Brahmahatya. So he is, by this fasting, he is committing a greater sin than the actual killing of the cows. What is the gain?
And what you get it? Does it seem that by his dying of starvation,
it will stop.
And
he will die and it will go on.
Yeah. That is his foolishness.
And where he does not know where he will go next.
Let's see, he is a very big man, and he is a wrestler. He has no sense what he does.
Plainly you have described in the Gita.
Huh?
You have described plainly in the Gita. No one else has done that. Chinmayananda's this, that, rascal. No one has explained that. They don't know.
Anyone who is not in our disciplic succession, he is not a human. For Chinmayananda, Vivekananda, this Ananda, there is simply Ananda, there is no Ananda. Only Ananda. For Chinmayananda, he is supposed to be very big sannyasi. What he has done?
What has he done? He advertised in the paper for young boys.
Yes, there is one gentleman, Sadaji Mahatra, Bombay. Do you know him?
Sadaji Mahatra.
Sadaji Mahatra.
Oh, yeah.
Chandu proprietor.
I know about him. He
is very intelligent.
Yeah.
He has said to a friend, the Bhaktivinoda Swami, Sattva Mukha Kala Kali.
Kala
means that he has made all other so-called sannyasis to be a blacklist.
Joy. He is intelligent.
Bhakti doesn't have it.
And it's true.
Now here is a big sannyasi of Pandana or Gaur Maharaj. They are supposed to be big sannyasi.
I do not know what a Kandananda
anyway,
does.
Anyway,
yeah. They
and
say.
Actually, I am not proud. But what they have done in comparison to
me? Yeah, they've done nothing.
Who has said, Sabda Mukala Kala.
Mukala.
Kala. Kala means Lajjita.
Blackface.
Everyone should be ashamed. They may be envious on account of their failure, but if you come to the actual valuation, Sabda Mukala, that's the fact.
Yeah.
Actually, that bone marrow is very black anyway. Excellent.
Yeah, he's so black, there's no more black before. Black snake. Dalo Bhavan Potash is the Bengal. If the Brahmin is black, he's in danger.
The Brahmin is black?
That means he's not pure.
Yeah.
Brahmin cannot be black.
Actually,
just like a European, if he becomes black, that is a mixture. Here in America, if he's black, that is a mixture.
Yeah.
So, Brahmin family, how is that? Still, the family must be very fair, Shukla. Brahmin Kshatriya family must be very beautiful. If he is pure, Kalo Bhavan Patashur Bhut Bete Musulman, Anki Chele Kat Pushi Pushu, Pasarachan, in the slang language. Kalo Bhavan should not be black, and Shudra should not be white. And a Muslim should not be dwarf. Because formerly, real Muslims were coming from Kabul, Afghanistan.
Yes.
But it's not found. And if a Muslim is dwarf, that means he is not real. Kalavam, Patashuddhi, Mete Muslim, Khanki Chetra, prostitutes, and Pushibu, adopted son. They are all of the same class. They have this selection. Black Brahmin, white Shudra, dwarf Muslim, and prostitute son, and adopted. And that person, he gets money without any earning. And spends that. I've seen so many adopted sons.
Adopted son?
Yes.
Oh.
Just like our she has adopted a son.
Oh, in the valley.
However, it is not like that.
No.
Generally, adopted son means spoiled son.
Spoiled. Spoiled bread.
Because he gets money, adopted one who has got money but no children, he takes some adopted son. So the adopted son thinks that I have got so much money and he has never worked, he is fine. I've seen many adopted sons. Got lakhs and lakhs of rupees, and in one life he has acquired everything simply after woman and man.
Yeah.
That's it. There was one gentleman, Harindranath Singh, very big palace and building, and very rich man. And I've seen him when he was finished. He was friend of big, big person, Raja Maharaja. And one day I saw in Calcutta, in Dharamsala, there was raining and he was sitting in a rickshaw. And no friend, he had not practically all big men of Calcutta friends. Nobody is coming. Well, Harin Babu, you are sitting, come on, in my car. Nobody. I was comparing. And he was drenching, it was heavy rain in the city of India. And he was keeping Rolls Royce car.
Keeping?
Rolls Royce car. When he was a rich man.
Sometimes while traveling, I've met some very old rich men lying on their bed, deathbed, dying. And I approached them to help us. They will not give a single penny. It is all going to the sun. And the sun is atheist. And in the house there is everywhere Krishna's picture. Very difficult. They don't know that Krishna is giving them a chance. They die. Within days, some of them can die. They're lying in the bed, passing stool and urine. So rich. But they do not care to help this movement. So many people like that. Yeah. So you have to become very expert.